If you've ever booked a getaway at a bed and breakfast, you might have been picturing a quaint rural house with those creaky floorboards, fireplaces, you know, a whole lot of character. But the National Association of Bed and Breakfast Owners wants to update that image. They hope to appeal to younger travelers who are looking for modern creature comforts. Here's Vermont Public Radio's Steve Zind.
There is a war going on. The enemy is an innocuous little piece of ornamental fabric.
The doily has had the run of bed and breakfasts for too long.
When the Professional Association of Innkeepers launched the Death to Doilies campaign this year, the approach was tongue-in-cheek, but the message of change was serious. Janice Hurley manages a Vermont inn and speaks to industry groups.
What was really interesting for me was to watch the reaction of the industry as a whole. And some of them loved it, and some of them did not love it.
In Vermont, B&B owners can be a tradition-bound bunch, and for good reason. Their inns are often 19th-century farmhouses. Recently, Hurley told a gathering of the state's innkeepers that their future depends on attracting new and younger guests who have 21st-century tastes and demands.
What we're going to talk about is who are the Gen X and the Gen Y traveler, and how can we avoid being left behind?
Hurley says a good website is key to marketing to customers who do everything online, and it can dispel stereotypes about B&Bs. But first, owners should make sure their inns don't fit those stereotypes. Judging by a show of hands, private bathrooms are the norm these days at Vermont inns. But there's more to be done. More power outlets, less wallpaper, and new color schemes are all part of appealing to younger guests. If doilies are out, throw pillows may not be far behind.
The last thing I want to do is unmake the bed to get into the bed. So if I walk into a room and there's 15 pillows, I'm like, ugh.
Hurley says it's not necessary to remake every room, and the changes should be consistent with the character of a place. The innkeepers met at an upscale B&B where owner Anne-Marie DeFriest shows off a recently remodeled room where ornate touches and busy wallpaper were replaced with soft colors and an uncluttered open look. The room and the bathroom are spacious.
A lot of our Gen X, Gen Y clientele are living in smaller apartments in cities. So to come up with a room that has more space to just be is important.
DeFriest says her inn also features locally produced food because that's important to younger travelers. Don Huber is one of the innkeepers at the meeting who is embracing the decor changes.
To get out of the mode of, oh, you're staying at grandmother's house.
But not everyone is keen on abandoning the old B&B image.
Our inn is small. We have 7 rooms. Kind of like going to grandma's house.
Susan Spencer and her husband have been in the business for 35 years. Their inn, just down the road, is like grandma's house. It's tidy and cozy and filled with antiques and handmade braided rugs and quilts. Even the Reader's Digests are from the 1970s. Vermont B&B owners say the fact that every inn has its own unique feel is a selling point that can help attract a new generation of guests looking for something different. For NPR News, I'm Steve Zind.